Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's up, everybody? We are here for a special segment, Spotlight On. It's about to go down. We're talking everything relevant TV. It's about to go down. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
I made a great decision.
Where's the lights at? Where's the lights at? Come on, Jeff, give us the light. Hey, down the bottom. It's okay. It's okay. We got him on the bottom. We got him on the bottom. We got him on the bottom. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Lim Gonzalez here, and we're here for a special Spotlight On. It's crazy in the studio because I have so many guests. We have some guests that are just waiting to come on. That's how many guests we have today for this special segment, Spotlight On. We're talking everything relevant TV. Right next to me, the man, the myth, the legend, he is here. Joe is here. What up, Joe? What up, Joe?
Hi, everybody.
What up, Joe? We're going to talk to him a lot, but I'm not here by myself. The studio is full. We even got a cameraman. You can't even see them. That's how lit it is right now. It's going down. Next to me, he's been here before. You've seen him, and you love him. Ethan's in the building. E-Money. What up, E-Money?
E-Money.
E-Money in the building.
Watch the music. Watch the music. You know. And I can't forget about my man also at the table, at the round table, half round table. Andre's in the building. Andre. Yeah. And I'm going to move on over to the couch area.
Here's where it
gets really interesting. It gets extremely interesting right here.
We've actually seen this before.
Right. We've seen this before a lot of times. So we have this trifecta, if we would call it. But I'm going to start over here. We have the incomparable, the lovely Dee Dee in the building.
Okay.
Deandra.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. First time in the studio. Super excited. I know, right? First time in the studio. Also, first time in the studio. My man in the middle, always Malcolm in the building.
Stop, really.
No stranger to AfterBuzz, but she's always welcome here because she's the bomb. Norice is in the building. Yes. So, everyone's like, why is all these people here? Like, what's going on? This is crazy. So I'm going to divert to my man, Joe. We do have some people in the live chat. It's about to get crazy, so I might field some questions from there. But, Joe, I'm going to kick it off with you. Let's talk about this relevant TV. This is why we're all here. This is the main thing. I want to talk about relevant TV. How did you get started with this? Why did you do this? What's going on?
So, basically, it all started in the Are You the One house back in New Orleans when everybody thought they were better than me and Ethan. They were like, fuck all you. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah.
I can say the fuck word?
Yeah, you can. You already did.
We were in the loser boat. And we were just like, when we get out in the real world, y'all are going to wish you were hanging out with us. And then as it got later in the season, we all got closer. And I was like, but really, though, come to my house. We're going to have a party. I really just wanted to whoop everyone who had been beating me all season in basketball in my pool. And so, next thing I know, we have 25 people booking flights to Portland. And I was like, and my friend at home, Zach, was like, dude, you should be getting paid for this. Like, you should be making money, getting free clubs, bottles, all that, and, like, filming it. And so he actually put up most of the money to get, like, a little volunteer, mostly camera crew, to get, like, a mansion for everybody to stay in, to get club appearances and do meet and greets and all that kind of stuff. And pretty much everyone, except for, like, a close group of people, most of whom are here, thought it was going to flop and thought it was just a dumb idea.
Mm.
And the thing is, because the camera crew was all just my friends who basically thought they were coming to shoot a music video, the footage was ass. Like, we had nothing we could use. No storyline or anything. So after that, I was like, fuck it, maybe we should just throw parties for fun. And then Chelsko, who's not here right now, had a friend who wanted to invest money into it. And he just came up with, like, tens of thousands of dollars and another house. And I was like, fuck, like, let's do it again.
How could you not?
Okay, try it again.
So then we brought everybody out to Connecticut and flew a camera crew out there and was like, okay, let's get the real show going this time. Camera guy we hired, Chelsko paid him up front, so he got shitty footage and then never even gave it to us. So it basically fell on its face again. And then me and Andre were talking, and he was like, let's do this one more time, and let's do it right. Let's do it at his house in L.A.
Yeah,
let's
get On Our Own compound.
Yeah, big shout-out to On Our Own for letting us use their location and all of that.
Okay. Of course.
And then we got, like, a real-ass camera crew. One of Malcolm's boys has been a big help to us.
Shout-out Matt. Shout-out Matt Allen. Matt Allen came all the way from Palm Beach.
Yeah, he'd be flying at wherever we are from Florida just to hang out film. He actually... He was out there tattooing us.
Oh, yeah. Tattoo artist, photographer, videographer.
Oh, I got a tattoo, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
This is the second time we've had a tattoo artist at the party.
At the party. Now, which party is this?
This is the one here in L.A.
This is the one here in L.A.
And then the one in Portland, we also have my buddy Philip tattooing poolside. It's been great, the whole thing.
Okay.
And these people are really the ones who, like, make it possible. And it makes me feel like the real MTV Gatsby, having you guys all actually come out. But it really couldn't happen without you guys.
Right. We love you. Couldn't happen without you, though. Without you.
Yeah, we're here supporting
you. This is all love.
So, Ethan, you're at the table. Yeah. Tell me how you fit into this mix.
That's a really good question. I just kind of, whatever Joe needs me to do, like if Joe needs me to go get propane at CVS, I'm there. You know, if Joe needs somebody to like inflate his ego and talk about how cool he is, I'm there. No, well, and then I just mainly help with editing and post-production because I kind of like work in television. So, and I'm like, I have experience interviewing people, so...
He's working on getting my mom on Worst Cooks in America right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Super dope.
And basically, I had to, like, do the awkward thing of, like, this guy who kind of screwed us over with the footage. We basically said, look, if you don't turn a product with the footage that we got in Connecticut, then you have to give us $2,500 back. Mm. So after we threatened him, then I had to, like, sit in a room with
Hold
him.
His hand.
Yeah, and edit it. And it's because these people are, like... I didn't think that being a reality TV star was required any talent, but it actually does, and not everybody could do it. And after interviewing these people, they have the it factor, you know?
Absolutely.
Everybody, so.
Right.
Appreciate you, E.
Yeah.
So, Andre, he had mentioned to you when you kind of came in, you had that. Now, is this, correct me if I'm wrong, but you just had a New Year's party, and is this where the party that Andre came in? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, tell me how you came into this mix, you know, making sure and getting the situation for what happened this past weekend.
For sure. I mean, even before, like, this past weekend, when I was on X on the Beach with Joe's, when he kind of brought up to me, and he was like, yeah, we should definitely do this and all that. It would be a great idea. And then he was, like, talking about the Portland thing and pool basketball and shit like that. And I was
How'd that go, by the way?
Cool. Actually, I did lose, but that's not the big point here.
We so all
his
lost.
Mother, you know, the one woman that's been in his whole life,
she
looked me in my face and said, you know, I haven't seen anybody give Joe a real run for his money like that before until you came along. And I'm like, you know, I took that with a little bit of consideration. I was happy to hear that from her. So.
And this is pool basketball.
That's pool basketball in Portland, but he didn't win, and whatever. Okay. Joe is really that guy at pool basketball, so let him hold that trophy.
Only when he's pushing off the wall and, like, cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his pool. He grew up in since he
was. Can you touch the wall in arena football? It's part of the arena. It's part of the game.
Right.
But he didn't tell us that.
Right. But anyways, back to the question, though. Like, this weekend, my guys and I have a house out here in L.A., and Joe was just like, you know, let's just give it one more shot. Let's try and do it with New Year's, and let's see what we can do. And I'm like, all right, well, we definitely have a location for it. We'll help do whatever we pretty much can. Obviously, I'll do whatever I got to do for Joe, just like Ethan will and all that stuff like that. So when Joe said this, what's happening, I was like, all right, well, let me do what I can to make it happen. And the guys that I live with, you know, some of them even left town to make sure that we opened up room for people to be able to be at the house this weekend and stuff like that. So,
okay.
I mean, it was just a lot of people doing a lot of things to make everything come together.
Now, going back to you, Joe, you mentioned basically that up until this point, like, a lot of the footage you haven't been able to use, but you do have stuff on YouTube. Like, your site is going. You also have thousands of followers already on the YouTube channel. You were able to save some of the footage and actually put it up, correct?
So what happened was, it was amazing, the reaction we got kind of almost overnight. We got, like, we went up to 17,000 subscribers, 16,500, whatever it is. With just this dog shit footage, a lot of which came off of our iPhones. We were looking at our camera crew, like, what are you doing? You're just getting drunk, hitting on the girls.
Right.
And so me and Ethan would pull our phones out and be like, oh, get the fuck over here. So, like, we had something we could, like, kind of salvage, but just the reaction we got to that and the positive feedback was like, okay, we have to do this right at least once. We have to at least try to do it right once. Because you guys were all in Portland. Like, the amount of shit that happened in Portland that didn't get caught.
Oh, man. Same with that. Yeah.
I can tell you right now a lot of shit happened in Portland.
Man. So, I want to get to that. Because Portland was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Or Connecticut was
the first one. Portland was the first one.
First one first. So let me get over to the couch, right? You all were all in Portland?
Yes.
We're all in Portland.
You were all in Portland. Yes. So why did you decide that you were going to come to Portland to this party by this man, thrown by this man, and kind of be on camera again after you kind of was already on Are You the One, kind of experienced that, maybe didn't have the best experience, you know, maybe it turned out well, there was some problems with that, and kind of do that all again and kind of put yourself out there? Right. I'll start with you, Didi.
Well, me, I love everybody here and, like, you know, like, all my friends, and just the fact that Joe even thought up, you know, with this idea. It's like, all right, wait, there's about to be a weekend. We're about to be reunited with, what was it, all of our cast was there? Or maybe, like, 95% of our cast was there. And the fact that we even got closer, so it was just like, all right, we all haven't seen each other in a couple months, and then we were going to meet new friends. So it's like, why not? And not for nothing, I like it when the cameras are following me. That's fun. So,
so you're all for that.
I'm a go.
Okay.
But it was great. I mean, it was a start of a freaking roller coaster that we're going through right now, and I'm ready for the next one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Nerisse, so you obviously decided to come as well. Did you have any apprehension as far as coming? Or were you like, let's just do it. Let's just have fun. Let's just keep this going.
I said, let's just do it. Honestly, we're like a family. We aren't like family. We are a family. Right. And I just wanted everyone to kind of see that we are a lot more than just MTV. We offer a lot more. We are talented. And we give you guys good TV, good drama. So why not?
Right. Okay.
Naturally.
That being said, a lot of MTV, they pick a character for each person, and they're like, "This is what you're going to be for 10 weeks." Right. So it's like they cut out a lot of shit. Me and you two had a whole altercation that they never even showed.
And Joe was one of my best friends, and they don't show me and him have any type of friendship.
Malcolm almost beat me up.
Nah, I didn't almost.
You thought about it.
I
just almost like
because we were so close.
Nah, we made up that night, but there's just so much that didn't get aired that like we were kind of thinking like to have control of that and just like to be able to
put your own who you really are
and just show our actual characters
and our personalities
and with that with the shitty footage that we've got and with the editor going AWOL and stuff like that we actually had to bring in an editor who had never met any of us to edit the last two episodes of the Connecticut thing so that didn't go as we planned and so that this whole new LA thing is like really trying to do it right one time because we put you guys in almost a bad spot with that edit because it was like we just let a certain scene go on for too long without the cutaways and the explanations and people were talking about stuff that and it came out too late so it's just like it hasn't been what we want it to be at all it's been like a huge headache but the potential the fact that you guys still have faith in it
we're making it work
exactly it's all a learning process
that's the whole thing about me man like me Joe we met on the Are You the One house of course everybody met on the Are You the One house and we all never knew how close we were going to be outside of the house like we're all just like throwing out ideas like yo we should do this after the show we should do that after the show but Joe really, like, stuck to his word, and he was really, like, you know what I'm saying, like, bringing everybody together, and we could all, like, do our own thing and go, like, our own separate ways, but, like, Joe kind of make it, like, his priority to, like, kind of, like, keep the family together, man, right. And I'm thinking, like, this man working hard as hell, like, the least I can do is fucking show up and, like, fucking work with him and just turn up and, like, just do everything this man asks, man. So
we had him mic'd up on New Year's Eve. So.
Hey, I was mic'd too.
Yeah, we actually got, both of you guys, yeah.
I want to go back to Portland.
I think you two were too, yeah.
I want to go back to Portland because there, and this is for everybody, there was a lot of stuff. I did watch one episode, and it was crazy, but there was a lot of stuff that was not shown.
Nah.
Is there anything that you could tell us and the fans that would be juicy to kind of be like, yo, this happened, and it didn't get out?
Oh, man.
There was a lot of sex. That's the only day in Portland I was celibate.
Were you the only one that was celibate?
Yeah. I was probably one of the few. Keep it to myself, smoking my blunts.
A lot of blunts.
Portland had a lot of blunts for us.
I thought there was like,
because that's where I'm from. So I was just like, you want some weed?
Uh-huh.
Just like, here's your jar. Go fucking have a good time.
You really did give me a whole jar.
Shout out to the girls in Portland too.
No, see, that's the thing.
It's not our
fault the amount of sex that happened in Portland. It's the girls in Portland's fault. It's just the culture there.
Yeah, they were hot.
They were actually pretty.
Yeah. Like, we actually found a lot of pretty females there.
The hometown honeys.
Yeah.
They're liberal, they're progressive, and I'm here for it.
But the girls in CT though?
Oh, yeah. Not as much. Not as much.
And the girls in L.A., the absolute worst. All they want is they get their Instagram tag, they get 100 followers, and they're gone.
And that's it. Yeah. That's all they care about.
I think a little more than that happened this weekend, for
so
sure.
So when you were in, going back to Portland, when you say the girls in Portland were nice, they were girls that were kind of locals that kind of gravitated.
Hometown.
That's the word.
I never knew how much love I had until I went to Portland.
Until you went to Portland.
Yeah, Portland.
How much love did you get?
We're doing Portland again.
I'm talking about, like,
how much love?
I was, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing at the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? We talking about, like, women coming in and out of the house. Like,
oh, we got kicked out of the house a day early.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. Because we were too... So I was actually... Joe was actually home, and Joe kind of put me in charge of the house, making sure that everyone was kind of quiet-ish.
Uh-huh.
I tried.
How did that go? I'm about to say.
No, hold on. I tried. I mean, I definitely held down the fort as long as I could, and then out of nowhere... We get like 20 different bitches randomly showing up at the house. And they're all loud. They start blasting the music, and these women don't know me. So I'm very rude and straight to the point sometimes. So I was being that girl.
Yeah.
But after a certain point, you can't control everybody when you're. I'm just one person. So. Sure. But I
think we need to do a better job as, like, the producers to get, like, hot local hometown men.
I think
because
hold on, what?
We don't need the men.
I tried that. I brought one of my good-looking local hometown friends. He got Jaleesa's name tattooed on his ankle and didn't score.
And now look at him. Yeah, now look at him. Now look at him.
Wait, somebody from Portland got Jaleesa's name
tattooed on his ankle.
And he then didn't, get it in.
Didn't even.
And then she, as you can maybe see from the video, spent most of the weekend with Marco.
Like I walked in and he was like, "Look, I got your name tatted on me." She's like, "Oh, cool," and like just kept it.
Ain't gonna lie, he was happy as fuck.
He was happy.
Ain't gonna lie, when he was getting it, I was like, "Bro, that shit go hard as fuck."
You know, you were gassing.
I was like, "That shit go hard." I'm like, "That's crazy." Dumping it above.
Okay. So would you say that this is as obviously you know you've done 3 installments of this?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say? The LA one, which just happened, this is probably the best of all
hands
of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Hands down. Oh, hands down. Oh, it's good. The amount of drama.
How many people, how many reality stars did you have there?
What do we have, though?
I say 35.
I was just going to say 35. I counted 35. At least 35 stars. Was the minimum.
Was the minimum.
From what I
counted. Collectively over 3 million followers.
Right. More than that.
You know what I'm saying?
And it was literally just goodbyes the whole night.
On the guy's side, we had
4
million.
There was a little bit of drama.
There was. I mean.
The whole Davey Chelsko kiss thing, that got weird.
Oh, my God.
Actually, wait, real shit. Who do y'all think is telling the truth?
Yeah, who do y'all think is
telling
the truth?
Bro,
let's get the context. So basically what happened was I don't really know how it started, but
we have to
keep
them
it
know
short.
Who Davey and Chelsko
like,
Davey,
started.
He started.
He walked up and was like, I'm about to make a problem.
Chelsko was on X on the Beach season 1. She was... Chris's ex.
So
if you guys don't know her. And then Davey's kind of like...
Exactly.
A lot of people know who he is just because he's always with us. He's not on TV, but he's like our go-to. He helps out a lot with staying relevant and everything else.
Okay.
That's Davey.
That's Davey.
Yeah.
I just remember hearing Joe's like, I just want to spill the tea. He's like, Davey said that you guys made out.
Bam.
Boom. Chelsko flips out. She's like, I never kissed him, blah, blah, blah. Did this and that. She even starts naming guys that she did hook up with because she was
instead
like,
of
she was
trying.
Yeah, instead of hooking up with him, because she wanted to prove a point.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Then, so I don't know. Davey sticks to his word. He says he kissed her.
Davey
I don't know.
Calm.
I kind of feel bad a little
calm.
Bit.
He was like, I don't
and she flipped
lie
out.
About this.
Yeah. Right. I genuinely think Davey's telling the truth.
Same.
I don't know.
See, the thing about it is,
because the way she blew up, though, it was more like Davey's like, all right, but did this not happen? Yes or no? And she just kept on blowing up. Like, she wasn't answering the question.
No, she wasn't. She was just blowing up other shit.
But so, to bring this back to the context, we still don't have enough cameras. You know what I mean? Because we should have had that on camera whether it happened or not. And so it's like this is the first time we use GoPros and microphones and a full camera crew, and like we still were having problems where like a battery would die when shit was popping off. So it's like we still haven't gotten there for sure. But it's like
it's on its way.
For the people that didn't notice in the house, we actually some camera guys, I guess other people did too. We had GoPros inside Red Solo Cup.
Some people
get scared when camera crews come around, so they don't. They stay
but it's
quiet.
Like, why are you here?
So
if
we
it's like that.
Exactly. So Joe had some people go around with GoPros in a fucking solo cup, and I can only imagine the amount of footage that we got from that, because even I didn't notice.
They even got me a few times, and they told me what was going on. I even knew what was going on, and they still got me a few times with the camera.
Definitely forgot about it.
Yeah, you act like there wasn't a camera there all weekend.
I want to field a question. So we have a question from on the live chat. Shout out to the live chat, everyone in the live chat. This question is for Nerys and Didi. They had a question because you guys were all in Portland together. Was it weird for you all seeing Malcolm with these other women?
Honestly, for me, no. I got to see firsthand Malcolm with another woman on Are You the One? So like that was I'm already used to it. And honestly, we weren't together. We have built a friendship at this point.
Okay.
So watching him with other women for me was just like, just seeing like Joe with someone else around.
I think she was passing me condoms.
I'm pretty sure. I'm like, here you go, get it in. Like, here you go. I'm the wingman. I'm the ultimate wingman.
We made a secret handshake and everything.
Okay.
So you know, I'm one.
What about you? You're quiet.
I have so much anxiety because me and Malcolm have not spoken since the reunion. So
when you got to
before Portland, yeah.
So I was like, I did not like him. Like I was thinking. I didn't know. Me and you did not speak, and I had, was not able to speak to you. So I was like, all right, Malcolm's going to come to Portland.
She was able to. She didn't want to.
Is he going to come say hi to me, or is he going to try to have a talk? And then we had a talk or whatever. And then after that, we were just like, that.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Yeah. I even told some girl, I was like, yo, so what's up? He's single. Like,
she was putting me on. Like, she was my wingman, too. Even, like,
okay, two wingman. That's wingman. Look at the best. Look at the best ass he got. Literally.
These are my best wingman. Like,
dude, you gotta tell everyone your secret.
Wait, so all I gotta say is that Malcolm had a whole team out there, and Ethan's still the only one that had a threesome.
Ethan did have a threesome. In a hotel.
In some other dude's hotel.
Yeah,
it was his sugar daddy was paying for the hotel for this girl because he thought he was going to get lucky. But really, he just funded my sexcapades for the weekend. So shout out to him. Well, what was happening is I was like doing the thing with this one girl, and like while
doing
I was like
thing. Doing the thing,
I was eating her out actually.
I actually walked in on that this morning.
While I was eating her out, she was just talking about how much she loved Keith from my season and how she wished she was Keith. Really? And then I was about to have sex with her, but we didn't have a condom. So then she called her friend, and her friend was talking. I was like, just tell her to come through and bring a condom. So her friend brought a condom.
So you shared the condom with both of them.
And then the next morning, the guy comes in, the sugar daddy comes in and sees me naked in bed with them. And then he like brings us breakfast, and he was like feeding us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice,
so it was I could die now.
It's kind of like a little off the radar here, but I have yet to have a threesome in my life.
Really?
I've never had a threesome, fucking, I swear to God. I don't know why.
You know
that I'd
have lost $1 million on that bet if someone bet me $1 million.
Yeah. Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Every day of the week I'd have bet.
I mean, you have former girls that you were with as your wingman.
Right.
That would be obvious that people would think you had a threesome.
Right. Like, I thought I would like have a threesome.
Yeah, okay.
About 27, you know what I'm saying? But it just never worked out for me. So I said that to say, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say, but you're the man.
It's all good.
Yeah, no. He looks up to you, I think.
I mean, I get that.
I admire you.
Well, you're taller anyway, so of course
you would have one.
Yeah. Are you the only one that had a threesome?
Yeah.
That
have you guys ever had a threesome?
I've gotten head from two girls, but I've never had like a full on threesome.
Oh God!
This is what I'm trying to say.
We gotta keep it.
This is the last thing I'm gonna say about that because we've been talking about my threesome for way too long, which I'm happy about. Yeah. But like, we need to move on. There was no sexual intercourse. I was just masturbating in front of them while they felt uncomfortable. Shout out to Louis C.K.
So we're going to do, on that note, we're going to do a little switcheroo and get this threesome out of here. And while we're doing that, I'm going to talk to you guys and formulate. So I want to know, where do you want this to go? Like, where do you expect this to go and take this, Relevant TV?
Honestly, so my thing is, it's never really been about the money. I actually lost a lot of money on this so far. The whole selling tickets with last night thing was, it was about paying for like the house, like, you know, making sure everybody was taken care of. But it was also about the fact that we couldn't have more than 200 people there, and like we had like 150 people on the list buying tickets and everything like that. So that's why we jacked it up to where we could keep it. You know what I mean? It's not about money. It's about
kind of pay for what you're doing, the cost of the production, but,
and to keep the crowd small enough so the cops didn't come, because the cops come before midnight. Nobody has a good time. But really, with me, it's just about you know, getting exposure for everybody. I feel like the people that we're working with now have personalities that are like, you know, worth seeing. Like, they deserve to be in movies. They deserve, you know what I mean? So just continued exposure of who we really are. And it's just a good time. Like, I love hanging out with everybody. So, like, for the first two, at least, I've been able to get it paid for to where we can have everybody there involved, having a great time all weekend. And if I have to be stressed out organizing it, as long as it's not, like, hurting my bank too much, like, it's just a good time. Helping everybody grow, showing who we really are.
Really?
But that being said, the whole name of it, Relevant TV, Staying Relevant, is all just fucking me being an ironic... I'm just being a dick to be a dick. Everybody who's been on a show, who's still doing shows, talks about people who aren't on shows anymore, like, oh, you're just dating her to try and stay relevant. You're just doing this to try and stay relevant. You moved to L.A. to try to stay... And I'm just like, relevant to what?
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
You telling us that we're trying to stay relevant is you trying to stay relevant. Every time anybody sends a tweet out, you're trying to stay relevant.
Right. So it's all just fucking irony. Just like, it's kind of like making fun of ourselves. Like, the whole point of it is just to be lighthearted. And lighthearted is actually who cast me for Are You the One?
That's crazy you just said that. Yeah.
Speaking of dating someone to stay relevant, your girlfriend... That's why I'm the host.
No, she got me. She got me so many followers in the last.
I can imagine.
It was a successful collab. I'm a 6. She's a 10.
Right. So I do want to shout out joining us.
5.5.
We have some amazing women that just came in. Speaking of relevant, Michaela's with us. Yeah. The beautiful, the talented. I still don't understand how you pulled her. I still don't understand.
She followed me.
Yeah, okay, okay. We're going to talk about it. And of course, Jasmine, first time in the studio is with us. What's up, Jasmine? Yes. Who is from the current Are You the One season, the first one out of everyone, because everyone, I want the breakdown. So you're from AYTO season 7. Michaela, which season are you from?
4.
From 4. Andre, from 5. Ethan?
6.
The best Joe, from 6.
That was a lot.
So, the best one in the worst place.
Right. And before we had Malcolm Nerys and Didi were from AYTO season 6. So I want to get with Michaela. So Michaela...
Hey. Don't do that.
I was going to say, wait.
Pause.
Just like, it's not that great. Don't worry.
Right. So, Michaela, you're joining us. How do you factor in all of this mix?
What, into, like, the whole relevant
TV
situation?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I personally, like, kind of distance myself from most, like, MTV things.
Okay.
But... when I started dating Joe and he came up with the idea, I was like come here. I'm kind of like, I just want to be supportive. So I'm really just like there to be the support. But then I'm very sneaky. So I kind of notice things because I'm very quiet. So people don't notice that I'm there. So I'm like, you got to get this on video.
Oh, yeah. I peeped that this weekend. Yeah.
Literally all weekend. I'm like, wait, did you see that?
So you kind of help a little situation.
Yeah.
Kind of stay in the shadows and kind of help. And how does that work for you?
Oh, it's great. The only thing is, like, realistically, because I'm doing this, like, now I have Ethan and Andre and Davey and Chelsko and other people helping me with stuff, and I can kind of, like, unload some of that burden onto them.
Right.
But for the, especially the first two, it was, like, all on me. So, like, I'm constantly, even now, constantly on my phone, like, dealing with people's flight itinerary and getting the camera crew ready and making sure everything's going together. So, like, especially after this month-long trip I just got back from Asia, it's, like, I feel so bad because
I have not seen my boyfriend in like 2 months.
Wow.
And we've been together for 3 weeks.
You didn't take her with you.
No, my friends took me for my birthday. And they surprised me with it like a month after my birthday, and we left 2 months after my birthday. So by that time, it was like, it would almost impossible to like bring her.
You know? So the whole time we were on opposite schedules. Like when he was waking up, I was going to sleep.
Right.
Vice versa. And then the first time I finally see him is now this week while we're filming this, and he's been like on his phone and like stressing out. So I'm just like, hi, remember me? I'm going to break up with you if you don't pay attention to me.
This is the first time I've seen them like talk without him being on his phone. It's
really,
it's called fubbing.
I'm
can
you make eye contact with me? Thanks.
That's gotta, that would be hard. He just gets back being on two, how long?
It was like 25 days.
25 days. Yeah. That's a long time.
7 countries.
And how long had you been together prior to that?
Like dating?
Yes.
Our
1 year anniversary is in
coming out.
Okay,
yeah.
So
that's
okay.
ridiculous.
That, well, that's the one year
you
of when we
been
met
there for a year.
Right.
That's we met for the first time. Because, yeah, like, our first date was January 23rd.
Okay,
you're such a girl because like you're going off that. Okay, that's good.
Isn't that? Yeah. That's
the first time. We had to go back and check. Like we were we post a photo
just to be a guy about it. The first time we had sex was April 5th.
Okay, see that's
yeah. We waited a while. I made.
But that's also part of what helped us get so close. Like she was really my best friend.
I wanted to be like friends with him before I was like. Because at first I wasn't sure if I liked him because mm-hmm. there's
you
obviously...
You were sure that you didn't like
well,
him.
Well, there's a lot of drama there, you know? Uh-huh. Like,
so you had to make sure.
Our exes, and it was just like... Right. I was like, there's so many other people that I could date. I should just stay away from this.
Right.
And then we became friends, like, so quickly, and I was like, well, it's a shame to, like...
I haven't seen this list.
I was like, it's such a shame to, like, waste a good thing, so, like, I guess we can try, and then... Somehow we're still here.
The crazy thing is that they were offering her stupid money to come on X on the Beach on our season. And, like, if you would have came, I just wonder what would have happened. Because we had already spoken before that. Like, she's the one who told me I was going on X on the Beach.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't know what was going on. They're like, hey, another dating show. And, you know, in my relationship at that time, was like, oh, another show. Like, let's go do it. And then she was like, you know it's X on the Beach, right? I was like, no.
Well, all they had to do was say that it's a dating show that is really successful on MTV UK. And I was like, so I Googled dating show MTV UK. And the first thing that comes up is X on the Beach. Right. It's like their number one show.
Right.
It's not like rocket science.
Right.
But she's definitely the one I feel like that hurts almost the most from this whole thing. Because it's like, I'm like, because it sucks. Like, New Year's Eve was not what I would call fun. You know what I mean? Because
of what you were doing.
From 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., I was working. Like, putting out fires constantly. Sure.
Sometimes till 5 a.m.
Yeah, a lot of times. One night, we didn't get home until 6.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, like, we did have time to get a New Year's kiss in, and we got a couple photos taken. But other than that, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
That's the thing. That's the thing with Relevant TV is that there's, like, nobody... to check into, like, the boss. Like, Joe put himself in the position to be that guy. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone else has their roles that we play also. So, like, it does run through us, like, directly. Like, the cast is the production.
Is the production.
Yeah.
So people, when they're watching this, like, there is no one else that's telling us what to do or how to run it. We're literally doing this, and we're doing our best. And that's what, I mean, I can't even imagine...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Joe's the boss, and I'm his boss, so...
Right. She keeps Joe, like, level-headed.
EP right here. Yeah. Producer.
Yeah,
for real. I want to talk to Jasmine. Jasmine, so when did you first come part of this Relevant TV experience?
I think it was, like, the week of my actual show's, like, premiere. Mm-hmm. I was invited by, I think, directly from Derek at first, and then...
Of course.
Derek can't read from previous.
Yeah. And
he wanted to be here, but he lost his voice yelling all weekend.
Right. Yeah, and then...
He also gave me this fat lip.
And I also gave you that scar.
Yep, but go on, sorry.
And then I think Brett, like, FaceTimed Nerys, and then that's when you invited us all to come. And then we were like, all right, well, like, now I'm not going alone. So then we all kind of, like, a few people from my season made a road trip from New York all the way down to CT.
So you weren't the only one from your season to go.
It was...
And this is the Connecticut or Portland?
Connecticut. So it was me, Tevin, Danny, Brett, and...
Quasi.
Yeah. And then Andrew came the next day. Next day.
From your season.
And we didn't get any footage of Andrew at all. Like,
Yeah, it was like he wasn't.
No, but Andrew came, was like low key, and then woke up before anybody else and drove all the way back to like Boston.
Oh, and Zach came too.
Oh, yeah, Zach flew in.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, but shout out to Jasmine because she's the only female from season 7 who's been a part of what we're doing.
Yeah.
I really like the idea, and obviously. I was a super fan before, so so I used to see everybody like link up, and I think it's like a great idea to film it because I remember as a fan on like my side, I would watch everyone's lives. I would like want to be like where they were if they were hosting somewhere. I would want to be like around them, and I feel I plotted my way to get here.
I see.
It's possible. That's like just like in our Relevant TV in LA, we're gonna have interviews of people who hooked up with Ethan, who hooked up with Malcolm. Just show that it's possible. Anything is possible.
Anything's possible.
Well, and then, another thing is like this isn't the cast. It's not just MTV people. Like you could come party with us, and if you're interesting, like Zach, the guy with the mustache, he's an official cast member, and he was just a friend of a friend who just we were like, at first, this guy is
just about like good people.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So we wanted him to be here, but he's teaching a cycle class in West Hollywood.
class.
Cycle.
He has a mullet and a fucking handlebar.
Wait, cycle.
Yeah, like cycling. Yeah. Yeah. He like works out a lot.
Wow. Okay.
Can you see him with like the? I can see him with all like the
his 90s attire.
Yeah. I've seen him. I saw him on the first episode.
He's
and I was like, who is this guy?
If you are an interesting person that wants to come party with us,
please send in your resume. What it
is. You can be my best friend.
Please send in your resume.
And it just comes down to like the YouTube reaction. Like if there's comments about you, if people want to see you back, then we'll bring you back.
We've gotten a few actually. We've gotten a few. What are they called?
Resumes.
We've gotten resumes
with their headshots. And they're like, they like put a little bio about themselves. We're like, oh, that's not what the demo was for.
Just come.
So, Jasmine, being that you are the only one from your season of AYTO, would you say that it is very much, it seems like to me what I'm getting, and I've kind of noticed it because I've obviously covered Are You the One since season two here at AfterBuzz, and it seems like everyone kind of stays connected, and it's like a big family. Would you say that it is like a big family?
I definitely feel like this has been an experience that not a lot of people can relate to. Like, when I went home, I couldn't really talk to my friends about how I felt about things.
Yeah.
But, like, when they started reaching out to me and I was getting, like, harassed or messages on social media I didn't know how to deal with it, like, my friends were like, I would just blow it off. But I couldn't blow it off when, like, every time I looked at my phone, it was something. So then I had people from the season talking me through everything, saying that they have been through it. And they just made me feel like whatever I was going through, I wasn't alone. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what is the foundation of a family. And then we all can get together and have fun and do whatever. And that's why I'm still here. It's not like I came here and was just like, oh, let's test it out. Like, I felt comfortable around everybody. Like, I felt like everything that I wanted in this experience is what I got. And it's the same thing that you guys wanted for everyone that came.
Word.
That's what's up.
So we have, I want to go back to the chat because we do have the live chat is popping. Got a lot of questions. So Alexis asked, and I think this is probably after you said you could be, you know, on. They want to know where you're going next.
We're thinking Arizona.
Arizona or the Scottsdale. Bay Area. It should be somewhere where people from LA could make like a 6-hour drive.
That's part of what made all this possible, is because what the goal with Portland was to do it right and get it right next. And the goal with Connecticut was, okay, let's try one more time and get it right. And we didn't either time.
It's pretty crazy that we went all the way to the East Coast.
I know.
Portland literally packed up and went to the East Coast.
Right.
Instead of going like, you know, because we're going to try and take it like on a little tour, right? We're going to try and take it as far as we can take it.
The goal is to get the support or whatever and get like the funding and the investing, because like the ad space is there. Like the everything, like we have a setup to where it's getting the views. There should be money involved to where we can, you know, do it better each time and start flying people around. But for right now, because we didn't have that fall through after Portland, Connecticut, doing it in L.A. worked out perfect because everyone lives in L.A. I think Jasmine, Brett, Tevin, there's only like 4 or 5 people that actually had to fly or travel to get here.
Shout out to that Are You the One money, baby.
Are you the one?
I don't know what the fuck that feels like.
Y'all are so funny. Oh, man, that's right. Oh, that burns.
You made that back. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you made it back. You made it back.
Took a lot longer than fucking however long Ari the One took.
Exactly.
I mean, you live in a better house than I do, so.
Yeah.
That part. So, you said you may go to maybe the Bay Area or Arizona next.
Those are our two main
objectives. Those are what you're looking at. What do you foresee? Like, obviously, there's reality TV just as a whole that's huge. Like, pretty much every single network on television, whether it's cable, whether it's, you know, network TV, has some type of reality show or multiple shows. Where can you see this going? As far as like, I mean, because I feel like it's endless. Because basically, to me, it's like an uncensored version of what your favorite show is. Like when people,
it's like an all-star Real World.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, also like on top of it, like we don't want to like give it to like a network and then have them like ruin it. Like what we love about it is that it's ours and we can make it whatever we want,
however you want it. And that's why I said uncensored, because as you know, because you've all been on reality TV, you know, editing is usually not your friend. Said earlier, you're made into a character and they want to kind of formulate into that character for the entire season.
They made me somebody that I am not.
Yeah,
I
was labeled the side chick, and I was like, I was always the main chick. I still got cheated on, but the feeling is the same of not feeling enough. Right. But they literally cut out from those interviews the ending of how I felt, and like like copy and pasted it to everything that was going. Yeah.
They chop and screw.
And I was like, that's not me. And like, you know how many people like message me and they're like, you'll always be a side. I'm like, I never began with a side, being a side chick. So
why would, do you know why they picked that for you?
I feel like when I covered
the season, they made it seem like you were the quintessential side chick.
So I think based off of what was happening in the house, that fit my label the best because of like the love triangle, and then all basically just because of that, because that was, I was the side chick in that scenario.
Right.
But I was like, in real life, that's not who I came, like, that's not who I was. And I felt like those names were supposed to portray who you are as a person, and you're supposed to change that towards the end. So, like, mine was just what happened in the house.
Gotcha. But, and they kind of formulated that from there. Do you feel that you all kind of happens to you in reality TV? Like, you get the probably the worst part of the situation opposed to the best part of the situation?
Like, for example, with her, she was painted to be, like, this boring, overly clingy, like kind of weirdo. Like,
kind of strange, like they made me just like
which
look
you are weird.
Weird, like things
as fuck
that you do in the privacy of with like your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whatever, like just like goofy. And then when he got in a fight with me, they took it and twisted it and made it look like he's fighting with me because I'm that way. When it was
realistically, this is the most fun relationship I've ever been in. We fucking do cool shit all the time.
Because they did. They made you on both, on not only your AYTO season, but when you were on Second Chances, same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they made it seem like you were this terrible clingy person.
And I swear I am, like, not. Like, I
definitely. You're a little
clingy. I definitely like to, like, mess with Joe. Like, I. Because I'm, like, I only see him, like, 1 week a month.
Two.
Maybe two, occasionally.
Because you,
so 1 week
a month.
So people
can know, you live in Portland.
Yeah,
and
I live in California. So it's not like I see him often. So when I do see him, I'm like, everyone go away. Like, leave me alone. Like, I just want to spend time with him. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's
the
me
thing
if
is,
I, like,
I
hang out with you for a week.
Yeah.
The one day that I would be attached.
Exactly.
So,
but I have,
like,
I have to share it with 50 other MTV people who also haven't seen it.
Yeah, the funny thing is that
LA's got to check in with me too every time he's in LA. So.
Exactly. You guys never go away.
The funny thing is that, like, no one's going to get this early as much as we will, but like people say like you're up my ass, but like you literally are.
Yeah, I like to touch his butt.
Yeah, I've actually seen it. I was like, can you just wait till I'm out of the room? Like,
no, I'm not.
It's so cute.
She's caught elbows before. The thing is, I have no ass. I have the worst knees in the world. I can't do squats.
Wow. On the topic of editing, though, that's the main thing like we're like struggling with is, can you create a successful show when everybody has a good edit? You know, can you make the entire cast happy and the audience happy?
Almost
we're
going to
find out. And that's the thing. Like, we caught footage that could literally ruin lives. We could ruin relationships. Wow. We could ruin friendships this last weekend. And
so we're not evil people. Said, how do you formulate that?
We just have to see who's a dick to me. And if you're a dick to me, then we know that's, I'm not a power tripper. That's not what
He's
we are. No. Yeah.
It's okay if it's like funny or if it's something that's like interesting, but you don't want to like ruin people's lives.
You don't
want to
hurt anybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing
not
is
the
that
goal of this.
Everyone who wants to like give us money for these like events, they all want to have a say in how it is. Mm-hmm. And we don't, we just won't give it to them.
But that's
like,
also why we
that.
Haven't taken money from anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
like,
what I'm
like
saying.
My buddy Zach paid for Portland for the most part. Mm-hmm. He's literally like, he took me in when I got kicked out of my house. He's one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And he paid for that. Like, and another friend of mine that has a record label up there, mostly for exposure, he opened up his mansion to us. And so he opened up his mansion to us there. In Connecticut, the guy that I met here in Beverly Hills, he opened up his mansion to us there. He was just an older dude who had a lot of money and seemed bored and liked the idea. And he also gave us
That was the easiest one. He gave us money, his mansion, no problems at all.
He let me sleep in his son's bed.
He was so great.
He was like, he had maybe a crush on Joe.
Actually, I don't think so. I think that got twisted. But anyways,
sure.
Who knows? Now, Andre and them opened up the house to us this time. So it's like we've taken from people for sure. But like as far as like getting the cast to invest and stuff like that, we've avoided that because we don't want to have to, you know.
We want the cast to have a good experience. You know?
Why do you think then, that's good. Why do you think, and maybe this answers the question, why do you think, like you said, how many reality stars did you have? You said 35 plus. Why do you think people want to come and be a part of this? Like, what do you think that they, what draws them?
Shit. I mean, like Jasmine said, she was a fan, right, before everything, and whatever it is that she thought was cool about us, she just wanted to come turn up.
It's just
party.
Fun. Like, we make it, like, a really good vibe. We make sure, like, that they're taken care of, like, all the alcohol is free, like, I mean, it's like, it's Are You the One food. You know what I mean? It's like it's like house food. It's not like we're catering with like
Hot Pockets.
Stuff.
Yeah. Right. The amount like, of Hot Pockets yeah, I hot eat. Pockets. Yeah. Like, yeah. I probably, the whole box is inside of me.
We make sure there's snacks and food and alcohol and burgers and hot dogs.
We just barely keep them alive. Right.
And yeah. weed and alcohol and like everything they can, you know what I mean? We make sure it's fun.
It's uncensored also. So yeah, like weed and shit's always going to be involved and that's cool too.
We smoke, everybody smokes a lot,
man. But it's a, bottom line is it's a good vibe.
It's a good vibe.
So if you have a bad vibe, you're like totally
it's
not
your
local.
Fault.
You're
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
Yeah,
it's not for you.
Yeah.
And how many people did you have in attendance this particular time outside,
for the party?
Like total?
For
yes.
the event?
Yeah, for the event.
150.
150.
Yeah.
We had probably 50 people on our guest list. We opened it up to RSVP for like, you know, girls who wanted to come like a week or so before, because everyone outside of this was basically saying it was going to flop. Like some people that are close to us were even saying it was going to flop. Really? Like no one's going to come to your party. It's in the valley. You're not going to make any money. You're not going to get any good footage, whatever. They're just going to flop. So we were like, just like, fuck, like you're one of my best friends saying that. So we're going to let 50 girls come for free. Mm-hmm. So we opened up a guest list a few weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. So we had like 50 people get in for free on the guest list. We had everybody gets a plus one pretty much. And that was, you know, 35 plus actually probably two. And then we probably sold about 75 tickets or so. And so
like
overall,
Well,
we sold 50 pre-sale and then probably 25 at the door.
We could have blew it out of the water, but we wanted to keep it contained.
Right. Yeah, and then so we jacked it up like the day before and at the door to $100 to get in, which isn't crazy for New Year's, but still, it was like, you know, driving to the valley and paying $100, even though it was a fully open bar, we didn't want more than 200 people to come. So I would say we had about 150 people plus cast, probably about 185, 200 people at the party.
And when can people start expecting to see, you know, episodes dropping on the...
So that's the thing.
That's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part is that we still don't have this locked in. We use fucking Ethan's old hard drive that he's been using for God knows how long, and it crashed.
Oh, it didn't crash.
It's just not working.
It's saying it's not recognized. It's not recognized.
So we have 4 days of footage, the fights, hookups, makeouts, fucking everything, parties... weed, all the shit you could possibly want to see, and right now we can't read it.
Gotcha.
So actually, as soon as this interview's over, we're taking that to a shop, and if we can get that back, I would expect people to be able to start seeing footage in about a month. We have a few hundred hours of footage to edit.
Okay.
And if it never, if we can't get it off the hard drive,
then this is
know.
The interview to watch.
This is
the
premiere.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That being said, well, let's hope that we get it.
We have to pray, obviously. And everybody watching this, please send us good energy.
Yeah. Because you know that the prayers are what changes things.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers, yes. As a country, we know that thoughts and prayers is what makes a difference.
Yeah. Real quick, what would you say, and anyone can answer this, what would you say was probably the craziest thing that happened this weekend? That you can say.
I wish
that
I could answer
say.
This, but I can't.
That you're willing to say.
That
you're willing to say.
That we're willing to say.
Willing to say.
Joe got a tattoo.
Of Michaela's first initial that I'm going to tell my mom is for her when I get home.
Really?
I think.
His mom's name is Karen.
Oh, gotcha.
But mom is spelled with an O.
Oh, my God. Mother Karen. There's one girl who ended up as a cast member of Relevant TV without even knowing. And she came through and she was like, she made out with me and then she was making out with Brett. So that's like two things. And then Jasmine yells at her.
Oh, yeah. I yelled at her.
I
yelled
like
at her.
Star.
I forgot about that.
She might be the star of episode
3. She just was there like, yeah.
I'm going to go. I don't know why. Like, I didn't know, I didn't realize what was going on, and all of a sudden, like, she started yelling at him, and I'm like, excuse me, and I was like, first off, you're trying to turn this argument around because you got with two people, and I was... I was just trying to defend you. I felt a part of this family, and then I was like,
she was like, we don't do this here. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, she came the next day, and she was like, I feel like everyone hates me, and I'm like, I didn't even know you were there, but I would have seen you.
Well, she came back the next day, so.
She did.
I mean, and the thing is, she already started her own YouTube channel, like, after that, so she's
shut up. Like, within less than 24 hours, it's already recorded, edited, put up on YouTube.
She was trying to make herself known.
Yeah. We had people hooking up with people and then hooking up with other people while people were still there that may or may not make it on there. But crazy shit happened, period.
Is the stripper going to be on there?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. That was one of my favorites.
I'm going to say this. I hope that this footage gets out because
she was crazy.
This is crazy. It goes down. But we do have to end the interview. But, I'm so glad you do this. Shout out to Relevant TV.
Thank you.
You guys are dope. I'm excited to see where this goes and to see how you can continue doing this. And definitely we'll have you back when you get some more stuff going on and kind of do another interview.
You're going to want us back
after
this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's one thing I will say. If we get that footage off the hard drive, and while things are uncensored, and it's uncensored, I don't know if the whole weed thing is going to be an issue, but a difficulty with monetizing our content on YouTube is being uncensored and, and saying fuck all the time and all that kind of stuff. So we might try this time, try it out, like putting like a chicken noise, because that's what she calls me, like a baka or something like that, over fuck. And see if we can, you know, monetize this stuff.
It that way.
And if we can get, you know, we'll make like 4 or 25 minute videos if we get the footage. Right. And 4 25 minute videos, if we can get like 350 to 500,000 views per, that will cover costs for this and potentially the next one.
Right.
So, you know, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to see more.
Definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, subscribe. Subscribe. Relevant TV.
Relevant TV. And so that being said, that'll be where we'll make the money back that we lost here, and we'll continue to do this, and it can only get better.
There it is. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Relevant TV is how it goes down. AfterBuzz TV, spotlight on. I've been your host, Slim Gonzalez. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everybody in the live chat. You can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint. Also, check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Joe, where can they find you?
Prince of Norway or relevant.tv on pretty much everything.
Yes.
E-Money Makes Babies.
Yeah.
You can find me at Andre Seymour's. There's a period in between that, or on our own.
On our own TV. Jasmine, where can they find you?
Jasmine 2E's Rodriguez, and that's on Instagram. Two E's.
Michaela Thomas with 2 S's on pretty much everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Till next time, we will see you. Make sure you stay relevant, because that's what we're doing. Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.